Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Giving defect of goods as zakat. The Haq radiallahu anhu says, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered the payment of zakat, some people from the munafiqeen, from the hypocrites, would give as zakat fruit of the poorest quality that they owned. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down the following ayah. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Ya ayyuhal fiqu min tayyibati ma kasabtum wa mimma akhrajna lakum min al-ard. Until the end of the ayat. O you who believe, spend of the good things which you have earned on good causes, and spend the fruit, etc., of the best quality out of that which we took out from the earth for you, and do not intend the bad quality to spend as sadaqah. Not take it for yourselves except unhappily. That is, if someone were to give you similar things as a gift, or while paying back what he owed you, and know that Allah is absolute and worthy of all praise. Bara radiallahu anhu relates, these ayat were revealed concerning us, the Ansar of Medina. We owned orchards and each one of us brought small or large amounts of fruit to the masjid. Some people would bring one or two bunches of dates, etc., and hang them up in the masjid. Whenever any of the poor who was living in the Sufa felt hungry, he would go to the hanging bunch, hit it with a stick, and eat the few ripe or unripe dates that fell off. Those who unhappily gave sadaqah used to bring bunches of the poorest quality. The above ayat was revealed about them. It means that if you were given bad or rotten fruit as a gift, you would accept it to prevent the giver from being embarrassed, although you would be unhappy to take it. Thereafter, these people began to present bunches of dates of good quality. Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu says that this ayat was sent down concerning zakat. There were some people who, when they picked dates, they chose and put away those of the best quality. And when the zakat collector came to collect the zakat, they gave him the fruit of the poor quality. Once Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered the masjid with a stick in his hand, and with which he hit a bunch of dates of a very bad quality that someone had hung up. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if the owner of the sadaqah had hung up a bunch of better dates, what harm would have come to him? He will be given dates of the same poor quality in Jannah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, do not give to the poor what you would not eat yourself. Aisha radiallahu anha once wanted to give some spoilt meat as sadaqah, but Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to her, do you want to give as sadaqah what you would not like to eat yourself? The hadith sharif means that as you are giving away sadaqah for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, try to give the best goods as far as possible. This does not mean that if someone cannot afford good things, he should not even give things of a poor quality. He should give something at least. SubhanAllah, alhamdulillah, subhanAllah, alhamdulillah, astaghfirullah.